Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing. Goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
And you, Lord, co-eternal, God's sole begotten Son. O Jesus, King anointed, you have redemption won.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
O Holy Ghost Creator, the gift of God most high, life, love, and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply.
O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age.
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all
his deeds. Alleluia.
Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth, and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them, that they may always love you and praise your holy name.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
Listen to my words.
Give ear to my precepts.
From the beginning of the book of Ecclesiastes. The words of David's son, Koheleth, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. What profit has man from all the labor which he toils at under the sun? One generation passes and another comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises and the sun goes down. Then it presses on to the place where it rises. Blowing now toward the south, then toward the north, the wind turns again and again, resuming its rounds. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the rivers keep on going. All speech is labored. There is nothing man can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There is no remembrance of the man of old, nor of those to come will there be any remembrance among those who come after them. I, Koheleth, was king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I applied my mind to search and investigate in wisdom all things that are done under the sun. A thankless task God has appointed for men to be busied about. I have seen all things that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a chase after wind. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is missing cannot be supplied. Though I said to myself, behold, I have become great and stored up wisdom beyond all who were before me in Jerusalem, and my mind has broad experience of wisdom and knowledge. Yet when I applied my mind to know wisdom and knowledge, madness and folly, I learned that this also is a chase after wind. For in much wisdom there is much sorrow, and he who stores up knowledge stores up grief. The word of the Lord.
I have seen everything that is done beneath the sun, what vanity it all is, and a chasing after the wind. Just as a man comes forth naked from his mother's womb, so will he go forth naked in the end. There is nothing which he can take away with him. We brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can take nothing with us when we go. Just as a man comes forth naked from his mother's womb, so will he go forth naked in the end. There is nothing which he can take away with him.
From the Chapters on Charity by St. Maximus the Confessor, Abbot. Charity is a right attitude of mind which prefers nothing to the knowledge of God. If a man possesses any strong attachment to the things of this earth, he cannot possess true charity. For anyone who really loves God prefers to know and experience God rather than his creatures. The whole set and longing of his mind is ever directed toward him. For God is far superior to all his creation, since everything which exists has been made by God and for him. And so in deserting God, who is beyond compare, for the inferior works of creation, a man shows that he values God, the author of creation, less than creation itself. The Lord himself reminds us, "Whoever loves me will keep my commandments, and this is my commandment, that you love one another." So the man who does not love his neighbor does not obey God's command. But one who does not obey his command cannot love God. A man is blessed if he can love all men equally. Moreover, if he truly loves God, he must love his neighbor absolutely. Such a man cannot hoard his wealth. Rather, like God himself, he generously gives from his own resources to each man according to his needs. Since he imitates God's generosity, the only distinction he draws is the person's need. He does not distinguish between a good man and a bad one, a just man and one who is unjust. Yet his own goodness of will makes him prefer the man who strives after virtue to the one who is depraved. A charitable mind is not displayed simply in giving money. It is manifested still more by personal service as well as by the communication of God's word to others. In fact, if a man's service toward his brothers is genuine, and if he really renounces worldly concerns, he is freed from selfish desires. For he now shares in God's own knowledge and love. Since he does possess God's love, he does not experience weariness as he follows the Lord his God. Rather, following the prophet Jeremiah, he withstands every type of reproach and hardship without even harboring an evil thought toward any man. For Jeremiah warns us, "Do not say, 'We are the Lord's temple.' Neither should you say, 'Faith alone in our Lord Jesus Christ can save me.' By itself, faith accomplishes nothing, for even the devils believe and shudder. No, faith must be joined in an active love of God which is expressed in good works. The charitable man is distinguished by sincere and long-suffering service to his fellow man. It also means using things aright."
I give you a new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light. We can be sure that we know Christ only if we keep his commandments. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy,
for we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.